Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. I'm your host, Marlo. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup podcast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup and getting some guests on here because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we are keeping this PMU unfiltered. What up, guys? It's your girl, Marlo. I am super pumped to start this podcast and kick this off. PMU Unfiltered is going to be lit. I think this is a good point where we kind of get to know each other a little bit. That's what's up. Let's get started. My name is Marlo, and I live in New York City. And it really is the land of dreams, and also, you know, it's a tough world out there, and holy, but I love it. I love it here. I'm from Long Island. You grow up and you dream of living in New York City, so here I am, and I'm living the dream. I work at one of the hottest permanent makeup studios in New York City, and with that comes a lot of interesting clients, as you can imagine. A little bit of everybody here. I never know who's walking in the door, which is very entertaining. You know, what are my services? I provide microblading, powder brows, eyebrow correction, removals, lip blush, eyeliner, and scalp micropigmentation. Yeah, that's a little bit of a mouthful, but boy, do I have some stories. My episode will be chock full of just like a little bit of everything, but definitely some good stories. How do you get into permanent makeup? I definitely have this conversation a lot with my clients, so I'll tell you guys too. I am a classically trained dancer, and I was really lucky enough to have a passion at such a young age. I loved dance, and I always knew whatever career I was going to be when I grew up. Here I am. I think I'm grown up. I don't know. Sometimes I question that. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're like, I don't know, but I want to love it. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there, all you permanent makeup artists, you do love it. It's so nice to have such a career that you can be passionate about. Because I was a dancer, I always had this like pre-show ritual of putting makeup on and doing makeup. And I did makeup alongside of, you know, going to university. And that was kind of like my little bit of a side hustle. After graduating college, I found myself in advertising for about 10 years. Yeah. Time flies, huh? Yeah, it does. So I was in advertising for about 10 years and I learned a lot. I met amazing people, but I also watched people be creative all day and, you know, and love it. And it didn't ignite that fire inside me. And I knew as a kid, I wasn't meant to sit at a desk. I don't know. I guess you could say I'm a little bit of a corporate burnout. I really just was pulling my hair out and pinching myself every day being like, this isn't for me. There's got to be something else. And when I really reflected on what made me happy, the bigger picture, I'm sure a lot of you had this like kind of aha moment. It was creativity, and creativity makes me fucking lit. I love being creative. I still dance. I like drawing. I like doodling. I like designing things. You know, I just, creativity is in my blood, and it gets me up in the morning. And I love working with my hands to produce results as well. So I really sat down. I asked myself, Marlo, what gets you lit? And it was makeup. I was like, oh, all right. How is makeup going to pay my rent? Because, right, that's the next question we always ask. How am I going to subsidize my lifestyle doing something I love? The catchphrase starving artist is it's a very real thing. So I really looked into how can I make makeup work for me? Because I knew it would fill my heart, but how is it going to fill my bank account? I'll get in a little bit more into my story about how I came across microblading, but I took my first microblading course and I pretty much just ran with it. You guys ever see that meme of that little girl running in front of the fire? That's like me after I took my microblading course. It was just like, pull the pin, throw the bomb, leave the corporate shit behind and just go. You know, there was no turning back. I've turned my life upside down and went just full throttle into the world of PMU. And thank God, because I knew that there was a possibility that I could be happier at work, but if I knew I could be this happy working, making good money, and loving what I do, well, shit, I would have started this a long time ago. But everything takes time, and we all go through things, and everything is a learning experience. I did. I really learned a lot from being in advertising for 10 years, and I've met amazing people, and you know, I am very thankful for that little bit of a hiatus of creativity there, for me at least. What is PMU Unfiltered? We're going to get some guests on here, maybe some clients, you know, some veterans in the industry, a little bit of everyone, some people that are doing amazing in their businesses, you know, just like some good client stories. We're going to break this industry down and just keep each other real. The industry is on the rise. There's so much knowledge to be shared with each other. I hope I make you laugh a little bit. I mean, my mom thinks I'm funny. Super pumped to start this podcast up. We're going to talk about everything under the sun when it comes to permanent makeup. Botched microblading, good microblading, bad courses, wastes of money, terrible clients, numbing creams, different techniques, getting guests on here, talking about money, talking about the whole slew of it. I don't worry that I'm going to run out of content here at PMU Unfiltered because we're always learning and we're always growing. I think it's really important that we keep each other honest and we keep each other real, even when it hurts a little bit. Set the ego aside. I promise to you guys, I'll do the same thing. I'm open for criticism. I got a tough skin, sisters, so I'm a New Yorker. I'm gonna be dishing it, but I can take it too. So I'll see you hopefully once a week and we'll get this popping off and we're gonna have some fun and we're gonna learn doing it. And don't forget to subscribe so you know when I keep launching podcasts. As the title suggests, this is PMU Unfiltered. Stay tuned. Hell yeah.